finance and economics.
America versus Europe. Hot and cold. The West faces new inflation fears.
Central bankers have avoided celebrations. They know full well that consumers and firms, stung by the highest inflation since the 1970s, would not appreciate them. In private, though, many are elated. The sharpest rise in borrowing costs in decades, dubbed the Great Tightening by the IMF, appears to have worked better than anyone expected. Global inflation has retreated to more comfortable levels. Better still, this has been achieved without a sharp rise in joblessness or a recession. But as inflation cools, new dilemmas emerge. What is striking is how different they are on either side of the Atlantic. European policymakers, having dealt with the novel phenomenon of high inflation, now worry they are returning to a more familiar problem, inflation that is too low, as the continent's economic growth looks increasingly frail. At the same time, American central bankers are discovering that although they have made a lot of progress, inflation is still higher than they desire. The country's economy is booming. Until recently, prices in the two regions had moved in lockstep. Recent analysis by the IMF makes clear the extraordinary nature of the inflationary wave. In the view of the IMF, it came in stages. First, during COVID-19 lockdowns, demand for goods surged as supply chains strained. Then, as economies reopened, pent-up demand for services raised price pressures. Russia's invasion of Ukraine exacerbated problems. By mid-2022, global inflation was triple its pre-pandemic average, and many of its causes applied to countries everywhere. Beneath the surface, however, there were differences. American inflation was at first driven by the same shocks as elsewhere, but from late 2021, a tight labour market contributed. The IMF's research suggests a lack of slack in America's job market has added 2 to 3 percentage points to annual inflation rates. In Europe, which was more exposed to high energy prices after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the labour market has been even looser. The result, high inflation, was the same, but the two regions got there differently. Now that supply chains are pretty much back to normal, these differences are becoming apparent. They can be seen in financial markets. The five-year forward inflation expectation is a favoured measure of central bankers. Derived from interest rate futures contracts, it shows the inflation rate expected by investors for the 5 years starting in 5 years' time. By the middle of last year, European and American rates had converged. Against a backdrop of high inflation, market participants expected annual price rises to settle at 2.5% on both sides of the Atlantic. Over the past year, rates have since diverged, with American medium-term inflation now expected to be higher than European inflation. American consumer price inflation fell to 2.4% in September, coming in above projections of a drop to 2.3%. On October 14th, Christopher Waller, a member of the Federal Reserve's rate-setting committee, described the data as disappointing. Investors have begun to scale back their expectations of how quickly the Fed will cut. By contrast, rate setters at the European Central Bank are more alarmed by the lack of inflation than its persistence. On October 17th, the ECB cut rates for the third time this year. Markets now expect a further 3 reductions by the end of March. At their previous meeting, minutes noted the risk of undershooting the target of 2%. Indeed, the latest reading suggests that today Eurozone inflation is at 1.7%. Too little, not too much, inflation is a problem with which the ECB is familiar. Inflation was below 2% for most of the decade before 2021. With European growth weakening, Germany in recession, and price pressures appearing newly absent, some economists now fear that the ECB mistook a global inflationary surge for a fundamental change in European price dynamics and raised rates by too much as a result. The most recent survey of professional economists by the ECB points to medium-term Eurozone growth of just 1.3% a year, the lowest since the survey began. Hence the divergence. In America, a still tight jobs market is continuing to make reducing inflation difficult. In Europe, the old picture of sluggish growth and weak price pressures is once more reasserting itself. The Atlantic is 5,000 kilometres and 0.7 percentage points wide.